DW.
I'm joined in the studio by Pashang Dolma Sherpa, an Indigenous leader from Nepal, who was just voted to head the Indigenous group at the UNFCCC, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. During the 2015 Paris Agreement, the parties agreed to launch a working group that will help include the experiences of local communities and Indigenous peoples with climate change and how to respond to it. Pashang Dolma Sherpa, would you say Indigenous people now finally have a place at the table?
Yes, this is a historical moment. In the past, since 1992, when for the first time UNFCCC established, as I heard from my senior brothers and sisters, Indigenous peoples even did not have same forum to even to enter. They were allocated in different clusters, different blocks for their to raise their concerns. And there are hardly handful of people were there to show the interest and the importance, values of Indigenous peoples. But in the span of time now, in the present time, now Indigenous peoples continue hard work, their struggle, their work on the grounds at the national level that has been acknowledged, reflected at the global level. And finally, we have the platform. The facility working groups as the same level as the state parties to share, to present the important role of Indigenous peoples here in the convention.
So because now you've been promoted to the same level as the other parties, so your voice is equally as important as the other players, is that correct?
Yes, in a way, yes. In a way, no. In a way, yes, because now we have a forum. This has given a big opportunity because it's a historical moment, as I said earlier, that given a same platform to make your concerns to be shared, an equal forum as the parties, but still Indigenous peoples have a long way to have the recognitions and rights and the safeguards and our benefits as mainstream bodies, especially on the national and the ground level. I believe Indigenous people will have a equal foot rise, equal status, or we feel more proud to be on this forum when the implication of our decisions been reflected at the national and particularly in the community level, the enjoyment of our Indigenous elders, brothers, sisters on the ground level, not suffering as continuously as they have been suffered. So when that reflects back, I believe that the success of the platform will come.
What's the state of rights for Indigenous people right now?
Well, the rights of Indigenous peoples, particularly in the Paris Agreement, as well as in the decision in the platform of the COP24, explicitly presents that Indigenous peoples' rights enshrined by United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, particularly rights for protecting, enhancing, and enjoyment of continuing their traditional knowledge and cultural practices in their territories. But these rights are hardly reflected at the national levels. At the community level is far away. There are so many events in the name of conservation, in the name of protection of the biodiversity, cultural practices, and hardly been acknowledged. When in fact Indigenous peoples have been contributing for sustaining and managing and protecting the ecosystem biodiversity, but their real role is hardly been acknowledged. So this is the very heartbreaking stories and heartbreaking experience of Indigenous peoples on the ground levels, that instead of acknowledging, they are putting on side and pressuring with their own top-down kind of policy making and implication of these decisions that has a really negative impacts for Indigenous people. And this voice needs to be heard at the international forum like this, so that they will no more be further suffered from the impacts of the policies that hardly acknowledge the rights of Indigenous peoples, especially to continue the traditional knowledge, cultural livelihood practices that is closely connected with their surroundings, with the natural resources and ecosystems and biodiversity.
Pashang Dolma Sherpa talking to me here on DW's World in Progress. She's in town for the Bonn Climate Conference and was just voted one of the two co-chairs to head the Local Communities and Indigenous Peoples platform. We'll hear more from her when we return after a short break. She's then going to talk about her personal experiences and the situation for Indigenous people in Nepal. Pashang Dolma Sherpa, which Indigenous group do you belong to? What would you say are the most pressing issues for that group?
I'm Pashang Sherpa, one of the indigenous groups in Nepal. Nepal has acknowledged 59, so one of the indigenous groups is Sherpas who are mostly staying in the mountain area. And Sherpas are mostly hit by the impacts of climate change. Sherpas in the mountain area already experiencing the melting mountains. And you never know when your village or your livelihoods will be gone. We never know because we hardly predict, because we do not have that technology to predict when the glaciers will burst out, when the mountains will flood it, and when your life will be gone. So this is an unpredictability of the consequences of the impacts of climate change. Especially the heat in the melting ice in the mountains, Himalayas, has really severe impacts, and it's made them a scared future for them to continue their livelihoods. And their knowledge and practices that has been contributing for natural resources is also been affected by the hardship impacts of the climate change.
Now, what do they tell you to take to the climate talks?
Here in the climate talks, we really emphasize that you need to reduce the emissions of the greenhouse gases, the impacts in the developing country like Nepal's, who have contributed nothing to the impacts of climate change. Nothing, no causes of the climate change. But they are the one adversely impacts of climate change. Bear in mind, if one community or if one country hit by the climate change, in the long run, no one will be survived. So this is our joint efforts that when if someone has been hit by the climate change, this is also the responsibility of other countries, especially industrial countries, to think about it. So we want to bring this voice to the negotiator here that why it is very, very important to maximum reduction of energy's greenhouse gases and protect the people on the ground.
Around the world, almost 40% of the world's remaining intact forests are managed by indigenous people. But many don't have secure land rights or even the support of governments. How can this change?
That is, land tenure is one of the very critical situation for indigenous peoples. We have been contributing for the management of resources, forests, their lands, territories. Tharu is one of the indigenous groups living in the Tarai belt of Nepal. They are the one who have been living there for generations, even before we had so-called Nepal. But after 1950s, when we have all revision of this forest policy, acts, guidelines, you know, different procedures, programs, their burger, their customary institutions, not been recognized as official entity. So they started having different entity. But the Tharu communities never realized that the forest has already been taken away. Never realized their land has already been taken away. But now what happened in the name of conservations? The government's focus is more on wildlife than the people there who have been living there for generations. We want to bring the voice of the people on the ground to be heard at the national levels, to have that policy and programs that would not no more impacts on their livelihoods and their traditional knowledge and cultural practices and at the global level, so that we'll have a synergy in the reflection of the decisions.
So are you trying to get land rights for indigenous people?
I really do believe that if you want to have a climate change resilience in the long term, land rights, land tenure security is the primary focus for the continuation and contribution of indigenous peoples.
That was Pashang Dolma Sherpa, who's heading the Local Communities and Indigenous Peoples Platform in COP climate negotiations. DW.